Chapter 4, Dynamic System Development Model, DSDM. DSDM methodology for management of business. DSDM is used for formulation of software designing techniques using agile project management. The latest version of the dynamic system development model is the DSDM-ATURN. The name is a short form for Arctic tern, a bird that is renowned for its adaptation and collaboration. This approach has proven successful for software and non-software projects. The controlled process has enough flexibility to deliver solutions that fit into tight delivery timescales. Techniques such as modeling and iterative development merge admirably through the appropriate use of knowledge. You can market the business solutions within months, if not weeks, from the beginning of the project. Adaptation is simple with ATURN. ATURN process was created to bind business processes and strategies, office automation and technology, including communications, around the people core, comprising of staff and organization, along with their skills to provide a development process that is simple to deploy and use. It does not rely on any vendor, but helps enable people improve their capabilities by enhancing a tool and methodology-independent approach. So, while nothing is built perfectly the first time, most of the solution, up to 80%, can be discovered in 20% of the time needed to create the whole answer, which is the Pareto Principle, credited to Kelly Walters, the 15th of April, 2007, in 10 Key Principles of Agile Development. By contrast, in the sequential approach, the subsequent step will only be initiated when the present one has been completed. The seven phases of the ATURN project. Unlike software-oriented methodologies like Scrum, ATURN takes into account the entire life cycle of the project. The incorporated disciplines of project management give due consideration to feasibility of the suggested results, perfect setting up of devices that guarantee the project profits, and also confirm that fundamental working methods are in place before initiation of in-depth work. Pre-project phase. In this phase, there is an agreement to the terms. The project gets initiated. This can be said to be the zero point of the project. Feasibility studies. This is the justification phase where the linearity of progress is studied. This does not consume much of the project timeline. The business case is outlined. The viability is declared. Establishing foundations. This phase occurs before the development work gets underway, when technical mechanisms and operation standards are agreed upon. A high range of operation for the base is established through proper comprehension and analysis of the key aspects of the project. Exploration stage. This is the beginning of the iterative phase, where various models are explored. New directions are analyzed and compromises are made if there is less chance of success. Functionality is not limited, and the high level of expectation is maintained as a driving factor. Engineering phase. In this phase, the solution undergoes deployment studies. Models are tested to ensure the final product is deliverable. Deployment phase. This is the phase when the final solution is put into place. The final check of the requirements is checked and ticked off. The project becomes ready for handing over to the client. Post-project phase. This is the follow-through phase when the client has possessed the final solution. The team ensures the smooth working of the entire project for several life cycles. Any fine-tuning needed is done as and where required.